Blog Talk Radio.
I was trying to think.
It's IWS Radio featuring Buddy Acapella, Guy on Your Dick, Slider Ballscock, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Malcolm Eckstein, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Drew Peacock, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmoop, with musical guests, Reverend Jim and the Wiccans.
Uramina, Teramina, Falamina, Halo, Uramina, Teramina, Hala, Mala, go.
And now, straight from the bar, your host, Mattman and J-Man. Hola, and welcome to IWS Radio, a.k.a. I'm With Stupid. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Arkansas. God only knows if anybody can hear us or not. Anyway, we're here and sitting right next to me, a few hundred miles from my north-northeast, a man who you probably don't want to invite to your Christmas office party. Mattman, bitches.
Where's the applause, J-Man?
God damn it. Well, it doesn't work. Hold on.
Oh, it doesn't work. You greetings,
mother.
Cheers. And welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Mattman coming to you angrily from the palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. How's it going, J-Man?
Yes.
There we go.
What the hell was that?
It was a champagne bottle popping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
well, this is fantastic. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for featuring us and then crapping the fuck out right before the show started. So nobody
yeah,
can
that's
listen.
Nice. That's nice of them. Might want to get a
wonderful
little refund back on that for Christmas.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe people can hear us. Maybe they can't. Maybe it's recording. Maybe it isn't.
I hope it's not, because I'm going to have some angry words during our Christmas party today.
Gonna send a little email. Oh, I'm going to send an email. I would try the help button, but I click it and it's just a blank page.
What a freaking fine Christmas party this is.
Man, what a great time we're going to have here.
Santa's beating his elves and the holy baby Jesus is in his manger crying. Jesus Christ.
Waiting for my.blogtalkradio.com, it says. I'm sure they're on top of things, though. I'm sure they're on it.
Well, they're probably at their own office Christmas party, and that's why nothing's getting done. Unbelievable.
Ah, well.
Anyway,
welcome.
How are
welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, other than the fact that we have no idea if anybody can hear us or not. We have no idea if the show is actually broadcasting or not.
And there's certainly
I'm
not.
Doing great.
Oh, that's great. In fact, I would type that into the chat room that I'm doing great, but that doesn't come up either.
Yeah, no chat room.
No chat room.
I have
blind,
the studio.
People.
Yeah, I have the studio here, but apparently when I click something, it'll just play whenever the hell it feels like playing.
This is going to be the greatest show we ever did.
Yeah, so Blog Talk Radio, I have to ask you.
Yes.
Apparently I can't ask him because, again,
audios
don't work.
Maybe someone's monitoring. They could call in at 661-244-9852.
Did you order the code red?
Okay, so there's a little delay. You click the button, and it waits a little while to play.
And then it plays twice.
And then, it, well, I clicked it twice.
Hmm. Well,
so,
Jay.
Anyway, we're off to a blazing start here.
Mm-hmm.
So, how's your week been, Matt?
Oh, actually, I thought it was bad up until this point. Now the rest of the week leading up to this has been pretty damn good as I look back on it now. A little cold in the beer mind. Come home with lips chapped and ass chapped and eyes windburnt. Other than that, it wasn't bad.
And?
How are you? Well, and then we had a little incident. The old schmoopster. Yeah, let me tell you, Jay. It was painful, but she looks pretty sexy in a pink slip. Hey-oh!
Hey-oh!
Old schmoop got the heave-ho-ho from Pence Industries.
Yep. 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
Kick to the curb.
But all the way while she was being kicked to the curb, they thanked her for her years of dedication. So,
and wished her a very, very Merry Christmas.
Exactly. And changed the codes on the alarm system.
Because,
they
you know, she's that
from,
dangerous person.
Yeah, well, she is. All 135 pounds of her going to break in,
yeah.
Silence the alarm, and trash the place. Throwing vinyl scraps all over the place.
And she's going to steal a whole box of paper clips.
That's right.
Maybe some post-it notes, too.
Little did they know, she just wanted her last check and her two coffee cups and her bag of pads stuffed neatly in her desk drawer.
Didn't have the whole desk area decorated, did she?
Oh God!
She didn't even have a picture of you sitting on her desk.
Oh God, no! You know, because I used to work there, and the owner wouldn't allow it.
Not that hatred, asshole.
Yeah, my hatred towards him developed years ago.
All right. So anyway, Schmoop is doesn't have to worry about getting out in the bad snow and bad weather to get to work here for a while.
Yeah. No, she just has to hope her unemployment goes through. We worry about that when you're dealing with a maniacal man who's half senile and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not helpful.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Yeah, you always have to worry about stuff like that when you have an asshole that would lay somebody off 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh, and here's the thing. Well, and he not only laid her off, he laid off someone else from Team Pence, as they're called here in the digs. here's the thing. He doesn't know the ramifications that happened just by this one single layoff of Schmoop. See, you know, I wasn't going to have to work Sundays because Drive-By Mikey was going to hire a very nice chick to work Sundays at the Beer Mine J-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, once Schmoop got terminated, I have to assume those hours, you know, to help make up for it. And that lady didn't get a job. So not only did he lay off Schmoop, he prevented another fine young woman from getting a job opportunity.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
Unbelievable. You know, there's the domino effect.
I know.
Yeah, that man has ruined several Christmases, just with one move.
Yeah. I mean, Rhino's not going to have Christmas. I can't pay him for a few weeks.
There you go.
Yeah, see? Rhino, Shmoop.
Just hurting chick. People. Just
yeah.
Unnamed chick.
Actually, J-Man, yeah. She's very nice, and the chick who didn't get the job because I had to take Sunday, her name's Crystal.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Crystal?
Yeah,
crystal ball?
Yeah, she's got a couple of crystal balls, let me tell you.
And now Mikey has to call her up and say, hate to do this, Crystal, but you're fired before you even start.
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. Her and her husband came through the beer mine last night, and I saw them, and, you know, I'm going to myself, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy, here it comes, here it comes.
Oh, no, they couldn't have been more sweet.
Whew.
I apologize. They completely understood, and they were very nice.
Yeah. You got to be a little nervous, though, when you look up, and it's not just her. She's bringing the old man.
Yes.
Who may or may not be competent in the use of firearms.
Well, speaking of firearms, here's on the upside. Billy the Kid probably will not come back this year, you know, after winter, and come back in the spring like he usually does. So that's when we'll, that's when we'll bring in Crystal.
Or just have you work all day, every day.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of what it is. This is my, other than Christmas, this is my last day off until March.
Yep.
Well, see, and there we go. And there's the Pence effect again, because now... Not only are these people getting laid off, don't have jobs, I got to work 7 days a week, we have to change the time of the show.
We have to change it. We have to go to Sunday nights at 8 p.m. It you know, causes problems for lots of people.
Yeah.
You know, the listeners are going to have to change their schedule if they can.
If they can.
You know, you're taking away some of their joy and their happiness.
Exactly. I don't know. Well,
and Blog Talk Radio just.
I'm sorry.
But they just tweeted me. They just tweeted me. Said service unavailable. Techs are working on it right now. Should be back shortly.
As we speak.
Right as we speak. Techs are working on it. They've unplugged the system and plugged it back in. They rebooted. They tapped it on the side a few times. Come on, work.
Then they hit Alt Control Delete. See if that does
right?
anything.
Get into the task manager.
Well, you know, on the upside, J-Man, maybe Mr. Pence did us a favor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe BTR works better during prime time.
Maybe. We'll find out. A week from today, IWS Radio makes the move. We will be on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's
kind of
7 o'clock in the central time zone.
6 mountain.
And 5 on the west coast.
Yes.
So, nobody can complain that they can't, you know, get out of bed in time for the show.
No. Oh, of course, we'll never hear from Mr. and Mrs. Dower Mike because they'll be in bed by that time.
Yeah. Of course, we won't be able to have my BFF, the lovely, the talented, the wonderful Miss Warrior Cat live either, because she keeps being scheduled for Sunday nights. Because her boss hates me.
It's
a conspiracy, Matt.
It's kind of like a shift differential.
Yeah.
Between her schedule.
People are.
And the new showtime.
People are out to get us.
Well, evidently.
People are out to get us.
You know what I'll do, J-Man?
The top of that list of people who are out to get us are BTR people.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since Big Dick was the one who sponsored us and paid that cash, I am going to have him call BTR and don't have to be on the phone with him for 3 weeks.
Enjoy that phone call, guys.
Oh, yeah. Payback's hell, people.
because once he gets an explanation what happened, you know, technically, and don't try to put one past him. That man is a tech genius. Once he gets that explanation, then you are in for story time.
Oh, boy.
He'll have a few things to talk to you about.
Yep. Tell your family, people, you won't be home for Christmas. You'll be on the phone talking hip replacements and knee replacements and dead cats.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, that he never wanted to be a radio star.
All right.
Yep. Anyway, we do thank Block Talk Radio for featuring us this week, and
yeah.
We know everything will be fixed soon, and it'll be all right. And these things happen sometimes. And,
that's right.
Yeah. You know. Luckily, I was already in the studio. And we're okay.
I was in there until I opened the chat room thing.
Hit the old reload button.
Yeah.
Everything went all to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we don't know if anybody out there is listening to this. I mean, we know they can't be in the chat room, but there might be people, you know, power of our vast and diverse worldwide audience listening to us through their mobile devices. Their iPhones, their Androids, their iPads, and whatnots, and what have yous.
What have yous.
But, uh-huh. And we do have listening in, we know, our favorite Canadian.
As always.
Miss Jamie.
Lovely Jamie.
How you doing, baby? Yeah.
And Jamie.
She's here to make it.
Yeah, she's hosting
She's here to make it all okay for us.
Yeah. She's hosting the
She's sitting there right now saying, it's okay, guys. It's okay. Very soothing. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm. She's hosting the big IWS Christmas office Christmas party up there in Canada.
Yep, as our Canadian bureau chief.
Yep.
She's taking care of things up there. And we also have on the line here, but there's no little blue circle with a question mark in it, so they apparently don't want to chat with us, but somebody in the 314 St. Louis, hello, listening in.
Uh-huh. That's good.
That might be Dower Mike, and if it is, shout out to Mrs. Mike.
Yeah, I hope she's feeling better.
That's right, the old gallbladder attack.
Hope they made it to trivia this week.
Yeah, hope it didn't mess up their schedule. You know, Mike's a scheduled guy. He likes to keep things in order.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Hope they didn't miss too many Christmas parties because of it.
I'll tell you what, we're having a huge one here, that's for sure.
Yes,
it's rocking and rolling here in the Bagwine Studios, J-Man.
Oh, yeah? Got the Christmas decorations up?
String of lights. Little garland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul Pyatt's hanging out.
All right, then.
Paul Pyatt's hanging out. Malcolm.
Yeah. You invited Guy on your deck, but God knows where he is. He was invited Jamie invited him up there, too, but we'll find out here in a little while.
Guy was supposed to fly into the Hammer this weekend and meet up with Jamie. I don't know how that went, so we'll find out later.
Yeah. Hey, well, 314 now has the little thingy up, so
excellent.
Let's see if BTR will let me pick up the line.
God, this is scary.
It worked. 314, hello.
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 Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. Hi. I was calling up to let you know you got problems. I don't know if you knew that or not.
What's this now? There's a technical problem?
It won't let me in.
I know. It won't let me in.
It won't let anybody in, but the techs are working on it, Mike. They're on it.
They're going to fix this number one slot really quick.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to Mr. Rock Dog there on Twitter. Retweeted the show. Not that anybody can get in, but thanks to him anyway.
You know, Jay, what I even a bigger regret than these malfunctions on behalf of BTR was the 3 minutes leading up to when I discovered it. I should have recorded my whole conversation with my computer. That would have been classic radio right there.
Yeah, you could have uploaded that as its own show under the mature category.
Schmoop curled up in the chair and Cork ran to the bedroom.
Yeah, that show would have been listed as mature and explicit. So what you up to, Mike? What's happening?
Nothing too much exciting today. We're getting ready to head out to a graduation party here not too long, and I was going to just listen in for a little bit and fought this computer for 10 minutes before I thought, I think I better call them and tell them they got problems.
Well, see, that's nice. That was nice of you.
Yeah. But now when you called in, though, you could hear us, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, then. See, this system's, that part's working. We're being recorded, I hope.
Yes.
Yay.
People listening on their mobile devices can probably hear us, so shout out to all of them all over the world. People from,
you know, J-Man, and
Europe to the Philippines to South Africa and beyond.
To our soldiers in Afghanistan.
The men and women serving America and all the ships at sea.
You know, Jay and Mr. Mike, you know what's funny? Mike, I don't know if you heard that BTR picked us as, you know, a show of the week, a show of the day.
Show of the week, and then
They did that, when they said, yeah, we're going to pick them as one, they laughed.
Oh, sure. We'll feature your show. Yeah, we can do that.
No problem.
Sunday at noon. Gotcha.
I think we'll be doing a little maintenance right then.
So have you hit up any big Christmas parties this year, Mike?
No. No, it's been kind of slow with the cold bladder stuff.
Well, how is Mrs. Mike doing? Is she's up and around on solid foods?
She's hanging in there. And if you want to see what the inside of her gallbladder looked like, look up gallstones on Wikipedia. And you'll see a picture of a bag full of rocks.
All right, then. Did
we'll do that.
Did she get the doctor to keep the gallbladder for her?
Do what now?
Did the doctor keep her gallbladder after he took it out so you guys can, you know, put it in a little jar, set it on the coffee table?
You know, I thought about that, and as it turns out, gallstones are going for $12 a gram in some countries.
Why? Yeah. They're probably an ancient Chinese medicine.
Exactly.
They probably give you a big strong boner.
And had I known that beforehand, I would have insisted on recovering the stones.
That's right. You could have gotten about $30 or $40 back of the $12,000.
Yeah, I'll know. And Mike would have kept them for himself if that's what they did.
Yeah, it sort of ticked me off when I read that after the fact.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, this all came on so quickly. You didn't get to do enough research.
I know.
On it. You just had to trust. You just had to trust the doctors. Oh, boy.
They actually save cow gallstones at the slaughtering plants.
Really? Why is
so
that?
People gallstones probably get, who knows how much get for those.
Yeah, they probably grind them all up and turn them into little supplements. That's probably what the St. John's wort probably is. It's probably cow gallstones.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Either that or... And that's what Rob Ford is smoking.
All right. Well, do you have any good office Christmas party stories for us from back in the day, the wild days working for the phone company? I know it was probably.
Back in the day, I know.
Really? I figured you guys. Didn't you guys ever, like, get drunk and make crank phone calls or something?
I can't tell you about those.
Statute of limitations hasn't run out yet.
Hasn't run out yet. No, with the phone company, especially the job that I was doing, I would work a lot of Christmases and New Year's and all the holidays. Because we were downtown St. Louis, we covered 24/7 down there in the good old days. Now they don't care.
Your kids were sitting at home singing "Cats in the Cradle." When's Daddy coming home? I don't know, honey.
That was a long time ago. In the good old days.
So now they don't bother. Now if the phone service goes down, it just goes down, right?
Well, we'll get back to you on our first regular business day.
Please leave a message. Our techs are working on it as quickly as possible. Just like BTR.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis Police Department, speaking of phone stories, had a... We covered them 24/7, the main headquarters down there. And I got a call out in the middle of the night one time, 3 o'clock in the morning, go down there, and this one gal said, "My phone doesn't work." And she's sitting in a room full of 30 desks. She's the only one there, and her phone didn't work.
She didn't try a different phone, evidently, did she?
I said, "Could you use the phone on that desk?" Well, I guess
that's
I could.
That's not my phone.
I guess I could. Okay, goodbye.
That was probably a union rule.
Yeah,
probably so. And she probably grabbed one of those, antibacterial wipes and wiped down the other phone, gave it a try. I mean, that's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for everybody out there listening,
yes.
coming up here pretty soon here, next half hour, to the top of the hour, we got a special Christmas performance for everyone.
Oh, huh. You got to stick
from,
around.
From our good friend Aunt Jackie
like
going to perform.
Her
I like that slide down her chimney.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna perform Santa Baby for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna chat with her.
Yes. Put her on our knee. Tell her what a bad girl she's been.
Didn't Knight do a Santa Baby video one time?
She did a, she and her friend did a Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
It was posted to Facebook, and I watch it every once in a while. Not Facebook, but on YouTube, yeah. Yeah, even in the summer. In the dog days of summer.
At night.
Alone.
Alone.
All right. Well, I tell you what, why don't we kick this thing off by checking in with our Canadian Bureau Chief.
Well, J-Man, you know, before before we begin the Christmas party, Father Limerick would probably like to, you know,
have a little invocation. All right. I guess I'll have to play that, won't I? All right. Just be patient, folks. It'll play at some point.
If it works.
Ladies and gentlemen, please bow your heads for a little pre-party and preemptive redemption by Father Leo Limerick.
Old Santa got drunk on warm ale. I'm too old for Christmas, his But what of the toys for the good girls and boys? I'll send all the presents by mail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Prayer?
Yeah, sure. Totally.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good, I guess.
I always do.
Yeah, of course you do.
I always clap and I give him a thumbs up.
There you go.
It was a little awkward there in Anacrita's funeral, but
yeah.
It's okay. All right. Well, that was nice. That was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're... Have our Christmas party here.
Yep.
We'll all be rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Got the spike the eggnog. I'm not an eggnog fan, though. You guys like eggnog?
I'm not a big fan,
but I do.
Oh, do you really, Mike?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't spike it, but I like eggnog.
I know someone who is, and we'll find out about that later, J-Man. Whew. Paul Pyatt is a big eggnog man.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to get going here.
Yeah. Pretty busy today, are you?
We're
got a big day.
Go to a party, a graduation party here not too long. But I wanted to let you know that there were people out there trying to get in.
That's nice.
Well, we appreciate it, and you guys have fun, and you tell Mrs. Mike to take it easy. Don't rush things.
She doesn't.
Okay. You guys stay out of trouble.
Yeah, we'll try.
Uh-huh.
Later. Bye.
Later, Mike.
Dower Mike.
Dower Mike. Dower Mike, everybody. And always a party wherever he's at.
Oh, hell, I forgot to give him his Christmas present, J-Man. I had 50 feet of coaxial cable for him.
Just send it to him UPS.
Yeah, I will.
Be sure to mail him the tracking code so you can
That's right.
Map it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, so now let's check in our Canadian Bureau Chief, Miss Jamie.
Yes.
And see what's happening in the Great White North.
All right.
Hey, all you hosers. This is Jamie, your favorite Canadian, reporting from the Hammer for IWS Radio. As the Canada Bureau Chief, it's my job to host the IWS Christmas party here in the North. And let me tell you, we're doing it up big here, eh? I was told that my colleague, Guy On Your Dick, was going to join us, but I haven't been able to find him. Hopefully he didn't go out partying with Mayor Ford. Anyway, we've got a beautiful Christmas tree that was cut down by some big, sexy Canadian lumberjacks down in Nova Scotia. You know that Nova Scotia is world famous for their beautiful pine trees that are just perfect for Christmas, eh? Under the tree, we have so many presents wrapped up in festive and glittery wrapping paper. It's almost a shame to rip them open. Of course, being practical people that we are, every box has the same gift in it. We got a great deal on some sweet little I Heart Canada ornaments in the shape of a maple leaf. Only $5 each. So I'm giving one to everyone on the staff. Pretty cool, eh? After we all eat, drink, and be merry, we're going to go out mummering. That will be so much fun. Everyone all dressed up in our clever, yet holiday-appropriate costumes, going door-to-door singing and dancing for everyone. Then we'll come back here and have a taffy pull for the single ladies and gorge ourselves on barley candy and chicken bones. It's my favorite part of the holidays. Then maybe after that, we'll go outside and have a big IWS snowball fight, followed by coming back inside to have some hot chocolate and sit around the fire and sing Christmas carols. Doesn't that sound like fun? I know you wish you were here. For IWS Radio, this has been Jamie, and I'm made in Canada, eh?
Vous écoutez, je suis avec Stupide, sur les networks PTR.
I'll tell you what. Cool.
Wish I was up there.
It sounded pretty hot.
Gonna have a good time, man. Uh-huh. Be up there in my flannel lined jeans and
uh-huh.
three pairs of socks.
Yes.
It's a little cold up there.
This morning it was -9 Celsius, which I think is like 15 degrees.
That's pretty unacceptable right there. Is it still snowing? It's been snowing for a couple of days up there.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. -9, Jamie, could keep you warm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tell you what, it's been cold here. We still have ice in our parking lot.
Really?
God, yes. Finally, today it's supposed to get up into the low 40s
really?
This afternoon. And then 50 tomorrow.
We're
50 degrees, man.
Yeah, that's excellent. We're supposed to hit right around 50 by Friday, so they say.
So they say, yeah. Allegedly, we're going to be in the 50s. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and maybe even Thursday, and then next weekend, old man winter makes a return.
That's great.
Well, maybe we'll have a white Christmas.
I hope so. Nothing like working 7 days a week at the beer mine when it's cold and snowy and wet, damp, and rude.
Icy. People are sliding, and you're trying to shovel the snow out.
Oh, I hurt my right shoulder yesterday, Jamie.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know you're shoveling away and then you hit a block of ice and it
I hate that.
Vibrates. That's the worst thing in the world, right there.
Cracking.
Oh yes.
And the whole shovel stops and you almost go tumbling forward.
That's right. And your hands and shoulders vibrate for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, do you have an actual show snuffle, or is it just some cheapo little dirt shovel?
No, it's a snow shovel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it ergonomic?
No. I think it's Czechoslovakian is what it is.
It was made in China, probably.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, it's very much plastic.
Not one of those ultra lightweight yet really super strong ergonomic, so you don't have to bend at an awkward angle?
No. Shovels? It's a piece of crap. I think it was manufactured by the piece of crap snow shovel company. But it's functional, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those ergonomic ones, that's basically the all-natural organic version of snow shovels. The free-range snow shovel.
Uh-huh, that's right.
A snow blower would be nice.
Oh, who needs that?
Maybe, you know, if, I don't know, I'm just throwing things, just throwing ideas out there. You know, if you had a guy who owned the place who maybe had a farm, maybe he had a, you know, tractor, a little John Deere, could put a, you know, a blade on the front and kind of, you know, clear the snow that way. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's crazy.
Well, you know, you make a good point. But on the other hand, because he is all of that, he just likes to get back to nature. Just him and the elements. And or in this case, me and the elements.
Right. or sit there and watch you in the elements.
The funny thing is, you remember old Pizza Bill who worked at the beer mine.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go for that. There would be people walk in. He would give them 240s of best ice to go shovel the lot for him.
Man, that's not a bad plan right there.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I can understand that. I would trade beer to somebody who'd shovel. You know, you got those Mexicans across the street. You can probably give them a couple of Modelos, and they'll shovel it.
No, they don't like the cold. No. They were coming in complaining when it dropped below 50. Oh, it's cold.
If you guys had a little, you know, flower bed, they'd work on that for you. But
well, yeah, they would do that, yeah.
But they don't do the shoveling snow shit. Maybe get old G Square to bring his
snowplow
truck by.
Yeah.
Plow by.
You would think he would. But
yeah, maybe spray your parking lot with some of that, you know, taxpayer subsidized salt.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice. I'd even give him a 12-pack of Miller Lite.
Yeah. Do you guys salt the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Ours is the cleanest for miles.
They don't salt
the
parking lot. The
studio audience just corroborated that with a thumbs up.
There we go.
With an unemployed.
The old palatial estate.
Thumbs up.
The old palatial estates here, they don't do that.
Well,
They don't salt things because they say that, well, you salt it, it melts. They'll just refreeze that night and make it worse.
That's right.
And I pointed out that the road right there that we could see is dry as a bone. Just mentioning that to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's different.
They do a pretty good job here, except, you know, the parking, the in and out are great. The parking lot area is so-so, but there's just so many parking spaces. It's hard to do a good job, period, because it's so compacted.
Yeah, that's true. And we have somebody else who's listening in from the 937 area. Hello.
Really?
Again?
I guess we can't get the number. If I could see the number, I might know who it is.
Well, they hit the little button and they want to They want to chat, so.
Uh-oh. Bring it on.
937, you're with Stupid.
What's up, dogs?
God. Oh. Hey, here's the guy who could be out there clearing your parking lot right now.
This is Greg from the Great White North.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's pathetic. It's stupid. What are you talking about today?
Well, we're having a Christmas party, but we're having technical difficulties.
Well, that blows.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, well, I think this is actually working out like most office Christmas parties are. People just get together and bitch.
Yeah. And they hit their own little bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you guys talking about snow and ice a minute ago. I just called in, so I didn't catch the whole conversation, but I just want to... I could go on and on about this, but let me tell you that the transportation manager we have now is completely stupid.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
What's his or her problem?
His problem is kept us there till 4:30 this morning for nothing. I get home, I get to bed about 5, you know, because it takes a minute to wind down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to decompress.
Well, yeah, you know it. And I figured I'd sleep till about 8, 9 o'clock. Well, here comes a call at 7:30 in the morning because the sheriff department called and said we have slick roads. So I had to get up, drag my ass back in there. We could have waited until morning to go out and do this stupidness.
Could have.
Well, this guy is what I like to – the terminology that I use is a flake chaser. He'll send a tandem dump truck out for one snowflake on a white line and have you shoot about 8 tons of salt on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I test. I can't wait to retire. I really can't because it gets stupider every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking about I'm going to change my Twitter profile, and I'm going to call myself a flake chaser. I kind of like that.
Well, you'll get a lot of people.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg from the Circle G Ranch.
Hi. How you doing?
I was telling one of our old Al Banyan came through the beer mine yesterday, Greg.
All right. Yeah. He's a city worker now.
I know. Well, he was impressed about how clean our lot was at the beer mine. And he asked me how I got that done. You know what I told him?
I can't imagine.
I used some of that blue salt.
Oh, God.
He put a light shot down the middle.
I guess that...
Now, did you say that an Albanian came through?
Albanian.
Al Banyan, oh, okay.
That's his name.
Yeah, not an Albanian.
No.
I thought maybe you had an Albanian hanging out.
No.
God knows how they clean the snow off. But, yeah, I just want to let you know that I'm tipping a few adult beverages. I started at 10:15 this morning, and I'm not stopping.
There
I'm not
go.
Going to work till 7:30 tomorrow.
There you go.
I don't care if it snows asshole deep to a giraffe.
You won't be home, will you?
Oh, I'll be home. I'm not answering the phone.
You are unavailable.
Right.
Just like our chat. Just like our chat room, you are unavailable. Service unavailable.
That's right. That's correct. And I will get wrote up for it because this will be my third little miss, and they have this system that we call dings. And if you get 3 dings, you get your little corrective counseling, and you roll on down the road. So I'm ready for it.
All right.
Come on.
Bring it on.
You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah, man, because, good Lord, I'm in my 27th year down here. I figure, well, you know, call somebody else in for a change.
But you are an indispensable part of the highway maintenance organization.
Yes, but they don't hesitate
Without you, traffic comes to a standstill.
Yeah, but they don't hesitate to burn your ass when they get the chance.
Yeah.
It's a stupid system.
Stupid. Stupid. Stupid.
Stupid.
Good Lord.
Did you guys have a Christmas, you guys have a little Christmas party?
No.
Down there?
Them people, they don't do that kind of stuff.
We used to.
Bunch of Grinches.
Well, I mean, we'll have these little get-togethers every now and then, but I don't think anybody's mentioned the whole Christmas thing yet. And I don't really care. I don't want to be around those idiots anyway. I'm sick of that place, man. Goddamn people they hired today are driving me nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
They hired, well, what they've done, they hired a bunch of these dickwads from GM that need 5 years for their insurance, and these people come in, they know more than me, you know, so I can't tell them a damn thing. They got this one hee-haul from Kentucky. This guy just blows my mind, man. He is a trip. You wouldn't believe him, Matt. He's a younger version of Dave Paul with a bigger beer gut. He's a trip.
A little shop talk here on IWS for sure.
Yeah.
he's one of them wannabe bikers. You know, he's got a couple of Harleys and thinks he's just his shit don't stink and just a moron.
All right then.
That's great.
You can't tell him anything because he already knows more than you. You know, I've been there 27 years. He's been there one or two or three, and he's got it down.
Mm-hmm.
I just let him roll with it.
There you go. That's all you can do.
Yeah, you
got to keep the peace.
Well, you used to work there, Matt. You know how it is.
Oh, I know. All too well.
Hey, what's this deal I saw on Facebook about you might be winding up in jail? What the hell was that all about?
I never said that.
You posted something that said, if you don't hear from me at a certain time, I'll probably be in jail.
Yeah, well, just a little.
Oh, you're trying to keep this on the down low, and you posted it on Facebook? Come on.
It was just a funny.
A blurb.
funny.
A
kinda
blurb.
Kind of like,
He was
my
just
little...
entertaining the masses.
Exactly.
Oh, you were...
kind of
oh,
like my...
You...
Every
you were
man
Twittering.
Deserves a woman who cries with him.
I saw that too. I almost put in on that one, but
yeah, well.
You know, I like women. I don't want them to hate me.
Well, Greg, you have a wonderful Christmas.
I'm going to.
And drink yourself silly the rest of the day.
I am.
All right.
All right, then.
Hey, I'm going to listen to your show on the phone.
That'd be great.
All right. Well,
so if you see your little blue light flashing, it's just me being the annoying person that I can be.
Well, okay, right. Then.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You boys have a good day.
You do the same.
You too. You too, buddy.
All right. See ya.
All right.
What was that he had playing in the background?
He had a little action going on at the G Square Ranch today.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's not a quiet place.
No. Sounded like some kids had too many powdered sugar donuts or something.
And some powdered donuts and Coca-Colas for
yeah.
breakfast.
Yeah, but
all right.
Good old Greg's a snow fighter.
Yeah, he's out there clearing those roads for the good folks of Ohio.
Yeah, plowing back the berms and keeping people
safe. they can get to Grandma's house on Christmas.
Damn right, and clear out
presents.
The mailbox approach so Granny can get her social security check.
That's right. All right. So I think right now would be a good time to hear a little Christmas music.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, hit it, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Very special performance of Santa Baby by the lovely, the talented Aunt Jackie.
Oh.
Special for IWS Radio.
Santa baby, slip the fable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an out-of-face convertible suit, light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. My Christmas list, but ooh, Santa honey, I want a yacht, really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, one thing I really do need, the D. Jay and Matt Man, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on my ass, Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with decorations for activities. I really do believe. Believe in me, Baloo-Bee-Doo, Santa baby. Forgot to mention one little thing. A ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
I'll tell you what, man. If that doesn't make your mistletoe stiff, nothing will.
That is awesome. I have listened to that all week long.
I have too.
And
it keeps filling and filling my stocking, let me tell you.
Yes, it does. And as a special bonus.
Yes. Oh, one ringy dingy. Ringy dingies.
You don't have to dial one, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please.
Hold on.
Okay, boy.
I thought you didn't have to dial one.
Yeah, I think you do. Come on. I can't hold it much longer. Weddy.
Hello.
Oh. Yo, Jackie.
Oh, baby.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Now.
Sorry, I was tangling with my dog when you first called, and I missed the first phone call. So let me get my headset on here. How's everything going?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We just played just played your song, and boy, the studio was freaking warm all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. God, it's hot in here.
It's a little hot.
Oh, you guys are funny. It wasn't that great. It was a homegrown recording, but glad to do it for Christmas.
I thought it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
We may make that a regular feature here on this show.
That's right.
Song.
Music from Aunt Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find the background track, I can try. I got to download the background track and just use Audacity to record it. You know, it's not very professional, but it worked. So what are you guys
well,
doing
we,
on the show to...
We use WavePad to record our stuff, so.
Okay. WavePad.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm familiar. I'm not familiar
one.
With them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes down all the levels and everything.
Not
it sounds fancy?
No, it's not as fancy. All we can do is add a little reverb to it.
They have a lot of different effects in Audacity that you can do, and I would have to go down to the entire list, but there's a lot of different things you can tweak. I ran across that, and it's a cool tool.
Yeah.
So how are things in Arkansas and Bagwine? What's that, Bagwine, Ohio?
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
I love his stories of the beer mine. You know, you all see the beer mine antics and
yeah.
It's a perfect name.
They're funnier
Bagwine.
When I write them out. In real time, they're not all that funny.
They're not? You kind of make them. They become funny through our storytelling.
No, they're really painful when I'm experiencing them. Looking back, they're funny.
Uh-huh.
They emotionally and physically painful
draining.
Situations. But
yeah.
Right.
He gets,
well, that's true.
He
I mean,
can get over it and then...
What's not, though? We have to make a grand comedy out of most of the stuff so we can just keep rolling.
That's right.
Yeah. So how are things in the land of Elvis today?
Oh, as fairy tale as usual. It's great, you know. The funny part about living here is if anybody is from out of town, they always want to know if you, oh, I'm sure you live here all your life. You've been to Graceland so many times. Nope, never set foot on Graceland ground. And, I mean, some people have, but that's mostly the answer. Everybody thinks since you live here, you must just live
mm-hmm.
over there. And, nope.
That's what they say here about the beer mine.
Really?
The world famous beer mine. You must go there all the time. Nope. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, but I worked
by
there.
It a few
right.
times.
what's the deal with the beer mine? Because it's one of those, it's a drive-through kind of place.
Yep. You drive through, you get your beer, and you go. At least in theory, that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
In
there's
between,
only
there's
one
like
place.
A thousand. What's that?
We had a place now at Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi. Ole Miss had, and that's in Oxford, Mississippi, they had, I think it was called The Barn, and we went, that was back in the day when we were on our way to spring break or something, so we were ready to stock up and get primed for our debauchery to come for spring break. So we went through there, and we just thought that was the greatest thing ever, a place that you could drive through and get all your
yep.
alcohol.
Yep. It is for the customers.
Yeah. That's funny. I need to drink
yep.
more.
Well, the first time I ever went up there, yeah, everybody should drink more. First time I ever went up there, I was with my brother-in-law in Dayton, and we drove through one of those places and just drove right up in there, and he told them what we wanted, and I'm just sitting there going, this is amazing. Who came up with a brilliant concept?
That's funny.
We're sitting here in the vehicle. The heat is on.
Uh-huh. For exact change, while the guy stands outside your car freezing.
That's right.
We're
yeah, asking
that's
him
true.
What
so it is. It's worked on
him.
Yeah. That's funny.
You know, we get the beer and then say, "Oh yeah, what kind of pop do you have?"
That's funny. So you have like a lot of frustration with that as you're since you're on the giving end of the customer service end of the situation.
I am always on the giving end of the customer service.
What? Matt is on the giving end. He's on the giving end of everything except heartache.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of questions. But more importantly, Jackie,
yes.
Jay and I have a question for you.
Yes, we do.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm an open book.
All right.
What
are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
I'm actually just sent my friend off with a belly full of breakfast. That's the kind of girl I am. And because they had to go to work. And so I made bacon, biscuit, gravy, and scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
And made him a hot toddy. I know.
I
know
bet
I'm awesome.
You did.
So I did that and sent him off with a full belly to start the day. And I'm still in my black nightgown with my little black, it's a little thin black robe. So.
Really?
Ooh.
That's you doing, huh?
I'm wishing for a black Christmas.
Right. That's it. It's a black Christmas over at Aunt Jackie's house. Complete with hot cider and...
Bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
A thin black nighty and bacon and eggs. What the hell else could anybody want out of life?
Merry Christmas, baby.
I didn't cook
Happy
the breakfast in any high heels. I just had on my house shoes. But I'm not opposed to that, though. So. I'm a caterer. I like to. I mean, not by trade. But I like to take care of.
Yeah. Do you do a June Cleaver?
A naughty
June Cleaver in the heel. Yeah, in the heels and the house dress.
Sure. It's all about.
I've never told anyone this, but you know, maybe sometime for me, could you dress like Alice from the Brady Bunch?
Oh.
I have a thing for Ann B. Davis.
He's got to be joking.
No. He has a picture of Sam the Butcher on the wall, and he throws darts at it.
I do.
An envy, a vendetta against Sam the Butcher because he was able to deliver the beef to her more than one occasion, and you have... Missed
exactly.
The boat on that.
She preferred his tube steak.
He gave select cuts to Alice. And Alice from the Brady. I love the remake of the Brady Bunch movies where they really made that look perverted. I don't know if you guys ever watched. They were really cheesy movies. But I didn't. They had this lady. She didn't look like this. The woman made a cameo appearance. She was a truck driver in the movie. But they had an Alice, and she was dressed all in, like, leather S&M gear, and Sam the Butcher was, they were having some kinky fun in the house, and they kind of had to pass it off as he came by to make a meat delivery, and the kids were like, oh, okay. They were really cheesy movies.
I thought the original Brady Bunch was more perverted when, you know, Mike and Greg started growing afros.
Yeah, they had some hairstyles there. So what kind of fun do you guys have planned through the rest of the show? What are we doing here? Well, I can hang out as long as you guys want to.
Really?
Ooh.
I've heard that.
I mean... yeah. Get them. So I'm
you have a lot of stamina, do you?
I'm a good girl.
If you do, we could go all night, Jackie.
We Southern girls take care of business, I think.
Say that again.
I don't know how they do it in bag wine, but and Jason noticed because you're basically I guess you're basically still in the South. What part of Arkansas are you?
I'm in the dirty South.
Yeah, we're all part of it. That's why they call it the dirty South, because we know how to take care of business.
Right.
He's up near Missouri. He's in compromise country.
Yeah, you're cutting it close, but
you still. I tell you, 30 minutes to the north, and I'm a hearty Midwesterner.
yeah. I think.
Hey, Jackie,
go ahead.
No, we have another caller here, Jackie, if you want to hang on here with us, and we can see who this person is, and we'll just add to the party. 631.
Yeah,
631, you're with Stupid.
Hey, this is your friendly neighborhood Rock Dog.
Hey,
Rock Dog! Whoa! Yay, Rock Dog! Right. I haven't talked to him in a long time. Well, except for just on... Everybody's on Facebook with their bacon now. So, I know that's the bacon mask.
Well, that's I heard bacon, I heard party, so I thought I'd give a call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you must have heard me talking about breakfast. I cooked it up this morning. Applewood smoked bacon? That's what I made.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's your 50-foot Christmas tree, Rock Dog?
It's good. It grows every day. It's going to be 100 feet tall by New Year's Eve. Gonna be
all
great.
Right.
Keep, yeah, and you're watering it and adding a little magic grow every evening.
Oh yeah, I squeezed some bacon drippings in there today. It's gonna be great.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, a Christmas tree that smells like bacon. That's kind of a brilliant idea.
Right? That is.
It is. You know.
You
I'm not.
All the
I wasn't
lights
gonna tell
it?
Anybody, but you know.
Yeah. Until you get the patent on it.
Right. But you guys are cool, so I just dropped that.
Yeah. You get all the lights on that tree? That probably took about 6 boxes of lights, didn't it?
Well, that's actually what we're doing today. In between making candied bacon, taking a break, and then we're going to hit that tree hard.
You're going to go ham on the bacon tree.
That's the only way to do that. Yeah, give it all you've got with the... With the tree. I like the Christmas. Yep. I don't have mine up yet. I've been lazy.
Better get after it. Out of time.
Yep. Yeah, we are. It's really coming close to Christmas. It's just been such a busy, there's been so much going on, so I haven't had time to think straight lately. But
well,
I will live
vicariously
through all you guys.
With all your hot potties and bacon making for your boy with the full belly.
Well, You gotta take care of business, but those things are first.
Gotta have priorities.
You gotta have priorities, and what priorities are better than sex and bacon?
Nothing.
Especially when you can combine the two.
So, Rock Dog and
yeah.
Jack, what do you two want for Christmas?
I'm just looking for world peace, That's I'm all about giving.
I said, what do you want for Christmas? I didn't ask you how you wanted to become Miss America.
I know that's funny.
Just more bacon.
The world peace. I don't know.
The gentleman's ball
really
scratcher,
never...
I did enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
no one
gentleman's
ever gets
ball
that,
scratcher.
So,
yeah.
Yep, I'm trying to get that.
Kind of thing that, you'd want to keep one. You didn't need a couple of those. You'd want to keep one at home, one at the office, maybe even another one in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting
definitely
there in traffic,
the
nothing else to do. Sitting there, traffic's backed up.
You got the right woman in your life. You don't have to go out and buy one of those. So.
There you go.
Ooh.
And fortunately, I have one who has nothing else to do.
Well, I'm sure she does a good job at taking care of those, you know, scratching the balls, making bacon, you know, all the important stuff. Do we have a?
Scratch her own balls.
Are we censored for anything here? Because I don't want to go overboard.
Oh Lord, no.
Nobody's listening. It's okay.
Dog was listening.
And by the way, that's very nice of you. Thanks, Rob Dog.
Yeah, thanks for the retweet there. Rock Dog, and what's happening in the Rock Dog world?
Nothing. It snowed, it rained, I slept.
Yeah. Got any new short stories coming out? Any deals? People go over to Amazon, they can get the plain old Kirby Carson and the old Sundry.
Kirby's doing well. You know, he isn't looking forward to Christmas. His favorite time of the year, ready for summer vacation. But, yeah, you know, just hawking my short stories where I can and, you know, doing my thing.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I've got them on my Kindle. Didn't read them, but I'm kidding.
You done?
The download's what counts, right?
As long as you download it, you know, bought it, download it, and you own it, that's the important part.
Yeah, that's half the battle. Oh, so what do you guys do for holidays?
Well, I tell you what, the chat room is now working. So shout
really?
Out to Blog Talk Radio, yeah.
Maybe
they,
I should
they
text
didn't lie,
studio.
The texts were on it. Yeah, Matt, you might be able to get into the studio. Things might be rolling right along now. But anybody, have you guys?
Holy cow,
you guys had your,
man! I'm in.
It worked. Did you guys have your office Christmas parties? Yeah,
we did. We had ours on Thursday. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Rock Dog, did you guys have the kind that you like at nighttime, where you go to an event they host it at a place, and it's a real party, or just like a potluck at work kind of thing? That's what they did for us. That's all. Was it the big ritzy Christmas party?
It was. I'm very, very
complete with lampshade.
No lampshade, complete. But it was interesting to watch the younger folks get lit up and be goofy. You know, I always look forward to that.
Yeah. And Jackie, you know, the parties that you have at the office where they just, you know, tell everybody to gather for a little bit,
yeah,
have a few cookies. Those are the ones that the boss is always standing there in the corner and he keeps checking his watch every 30 seconds.
I know. Yeah, I had to do the photography for that one. I had to go around and take pictures, and so everybody was running from me since I had the camera. And it was pretty much just a potluck lunch, and which we got a free lunch. There is such a thing as a free lunch. But then again, this is the man we're talking about, you know. So I guess they take it out of the fast forward.
Hey, J-Man, you know, there was you mentioned getting lit up. I think we've got one of our correspondents who's getting a little.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens.
And of all people, it's Paul Pyatt.
A bit more than gentle and heartfelt greetings, my good men. Paul Pyatt is having a wonderful time here at the IWS Christmas party. I've had several finely cut glasses of eggnog with just enough bourbon in them to make them a wee bit naughty. Paul Pyatt currently has his careful soothsaying eye upon one of the coquettish cleaning girls named Tiki. He is dancing like a whirling dervish and has me a bit smitten. Perhaps one more glass of this overbaked ambrosia and Paul Pyatt may ask her if she would like to whirl Paul Pyatt's older yet wiser and elegant dervish. Great party, guys, but for now, Paul Pyatt must travel the road less traveled. and see if there's room in the Tiki Inn for such a seasoned teller of tales and spinner of yarns, such as Paul, such Paul Tite. Cheers.
There you go.
Yeah. He's been into the punch. We lost Rock Dog there, but thanks for calling in, Rock Dog.
Yay, Rock Dog! Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, don't say it like that, Jackie. Say, "Yay, Rock Dog!" Come on,
say it
like that. That would be my Christmas present.
If I said it just like that, okay, see if I can muster that up.
Yeah.
Yay, Rock Dog!
There you go.
There you go.
I'm just too demure for the heavy vocals, I guess.
All right, so Merry Christmas to Rock Dog and the family and his 437-foot Christmas tree.
Yes.
That was one big tree right there, man. Yeah, he saw my little 4.5-foot and said, yeah, buddy. Wait till you see this one.
Well, you're always after quality, not quantity, J-Man.
Well, yeah, just a little old 4.5-foot tree. The convenience of an artificial tree.
Quality, not quantity. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That you throw in the closet every year, ready to go.
That's right. Just throw in the closet. Well, you know, you could take it all apart and put it back in the box. But that just, you know, you wear out the little limbs and...
Exactly.
This way it lasts longer and it stays pretty for longer.
Right. You got to work smart, not hard.
That's right. And shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got a crowd in the chat room. We didn't even know there was a chat room because it wouldn't open for us.
So they were just having a party all by themselves and you guys...
They were having their own little Christmas party.
It's kind of like we weren't invited to our own party.
Which, you guys got kicked out of your own bash.
Kind of like
Bobby Kraft's
history.
I'm not in the chat room.
Oh, well, they're just all hanging out, you know, drinking, eating, being merry.
Yeah.
I've worked at places where they scheduled the Christmas party when I was gone.
Oh,
I didn't take that personally at all, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, Bobby Kraft now, he loves Christmas parties. He attends a whole bunch of them every year.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us about them. He's going to tell us about them right now.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Bobby Kraft here for IWS Radio. I tell you what. I'm really excited about today's office Christmas party. I mean, I know I won't be getting any action there because, you know, Reverend Moneymaker and Father Limerick both be there to keep an eye on everybody, but it still should be a good time full of fun and games. I love holiday parties. I go to dozens of them every year. Some of them I'm even invited to. Well, of course, I say invited, but I'm talking about local businesses that announce that they're having an open house and the public is invited. And I consider myself a member of the public. I really just go to get some free food and drink, though. I went down to Vicki Hudson's State Farm Insurance office yesterday, even though I have Allstate, because she always has those little ham and cheese pinwheel sandwiches. I just love those things, man. I could just eat those all day long. Heck, I go to so many parties that I don't even have to bake my own cookies. I get plenty of them just at the parties. I do get disappointed when people put out store-bought cookies, though. I mean, how lazy is that? Dr. Taylor had an open house for all his patients the other day, and I went down there, and he didn't even bother to take the cookies out of the packaging. I was like, what the hell is this? And then things got, you know, extra awkward, because Dr. Taylor's a gynecologist, and everyone pretty much knew I wasn't one of his patients. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said anything. Of course, the best Christmas parties are held at the strip clubs. Oh, yeah, it's true. Bottoms Up Club has a really fun party every year. The girls all make some kind of Christmas goodie, like, you know, fudge, cookies, cupcakes, stuff like that. And they dance to Christmas music. It's kind of hilarious.
Anyway, I always take my Santa hat and I get my picture taken with some of the girls sitting on my lap. It's only $25 a photo, so it's a good deal, and it goes to a good cause, you know. I mean, their tuition. Also, there's nothing more fun than having a cute little 18-year-old Asian girl giving you a lap dance and saying, "Oh, Santa, you're so big." That's good times right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The banks are the worst, though. Man, those cheap bastards shouldn't even be allowed to claim that they're having a party. They should just call it, "Come down and let us try to get you to open a savings account or take out a loan with us," because that's all they do. Down there at Community First Bank, they had a table set up with a bunch of pamphlets on it, and then they give you a freaking candy cane. That's it. Can you believe that shit? Bunch of Grinches is what they are. I mean, they got a sign-up thing there for a drawing to win a TV, but the chances of winning are 1 in 439,451. And then you get crap from them in the mail for months afterward. Just screw it. I ain't going this year. I'm going to take a stand against that. Well, I need to be getting going, y'all, because Bypass Liquors is having their party this afternoon, and this is going to be a huge one. This is their first year, and they say they're going to do it up good. I heard that they got the smokehouse catering, so there should be some really good food. Plus, they're going to set up a bar, and they're going to give out free samples from everything from absinthe to the Zinfandels. Oh, yeah? Oh, that's going to rock right there. I may have to take me a cab home. For IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft. As always, bring in the cheese. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
Well, he's got a pretty full schedule.
Yeah. They're serving absinthe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. What?
It most certainly does.
Yes, it does.
It most certainly does. And I hate to bring everybody down, but we have breaking news, Matt.
Uh-oh.
This just from the Canadian Bureau Chief of IWS World Media Entertainment, via Jamie, Peter O'Toole has passed away.
Oh,
I love him.
So, will not be a Merry Christmas at the O'Toole household. 91 years of age.
Was he?
Wow, well, he had a long life. Condolences to the O'Toole.
I wonder why he died.
Yeah, I would have waited till after Christmas myself.
Yeah, I wonder what the cause of death was on that. 91 and all.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies from 1982, my favorite year. And the studio audience just said, "Peter O'Toole?" when I said my favorite year. Oh,
I thought you were saying 1982 was your favorite year.
Well, do you have a favorite year?
No, it was a movie with Peter O'Toole. My favorite year.
We can get off track real quick.
Come on, we just cleared up BTR. Could we clear our minds, people?
I can't clear my mind. I'm naughty Aunt Jackie. So.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It is the office Christmas. We're supposed to have debauchery at the office Christmas party.
Well, yes, we are. Somebody
should be. I'll tell you what,
Jackie. Be very debaucherous. Yes.
Someone's trying to get debaucherous, but he can't get in. And this goes out to Jamie because they need to open the door for one guy on your dick.
Jay, Matt Man. Guy on your dick, coming to you live from outside of our Canadian IWS office in wild, wonderful, and windswept Hamilton, Ontario. My attempts to gain access to this magnificent media facility via innumerable poundings upon the locked doors and repeated phone calls to the front desk, as of yet, have gone unnoticed. As the sounds emanating from the building are continual loud bursts of joy and laughter, it is understandable that my desperate beseechments of ingress to the celebration have fallen upon deaf, yet obviously deliriously delightful and drunken ears. When I look up to one of the fourth floor windows, I see a silhouette of two busty babes engaged in what appears to be naked Yuletide frivolity. The hijinks and hotness that is obviously transpiring within the building make the cold in which I am currently standing seem all that more unpalatable. That's right, guys. It is cold here outside of the Hamilton IWS office, located at the corner of Victoria Avenue and I No Longer Give a Damn Street. I haven't been this cold since January 2011, when I awoke in the arms of a naked Ann Coulter and summarily left quickly and half-clothed, leaving behind a mostly empty fifth of Grey Goose, three Dutch guilders, and a metric ton of regret upon her nightstand. Speaking of regrets, I regret to inform you and myself that I am running low on supplies as I stand here in the cold, wearing only a silk suit and a paper-thin trench coat. I have but one dram of Crown Royal left, and my fallback position consists of but a mere two bottles of Stella Artois. In the meantime, guys, I will keep my rapidly building anger in check and keep my head up so that I may continue to fantasize about the two sexy silhouettes in the fourth floor window. Have a wonderful Christmas, J-Man, and as always, Matt-Man, I'll be coming down to your digs to spend Christmas with you, and it may be as soon as 8 or 9 hours from now. Till then, gentlemen, this is Guy on your dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studio.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
Woo! Sorry.
Oh, no, you can woo anytime you want.
Yeah.
I'm dipping into the spiked punch now. We spiked the punch now at the office Christmas party, so everybody's going to get a little tipsy.
All right.
Now bring on the lamp, Jade.
And I think our Canadian Bureau Chief Jamie is she hasn't hit the button yet, but I think we're supposed to bring her on here in a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know, Jamie, whenever you're ready, just give us a holla.
Could you let Guy in, for God's sakes?
Yeah. And there it is. Jamie's ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for Jamie, too. Jamie.
Hi, guys.
Jamie.
How's it going?
Nah, it's going pretty good for us. You could let
Guy
in
not bad.
Before, though.
I know. I feel bad. Gotta go down and let him in.
Yeah.
He's just wearing that silk suit and the light jacket.
I know.
Must be freezing out there.
There you
go. But no toucan or anything.
No toucan.
So how's the party going?
Jamie.
Yes.
Jackie. Jamie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
great.
God, yeah, that's hot right there.
Yeah, we're
trying to stay warm,
talk to each other.
Yeah.
We'll have to clip that out and put some porn music behind it.
Jamie, I'm just trying to stay warm.
Would you like to help me stay warm today?
Oh, there you go, Jamie.
Yeah. That's for their clip, so they can when they start editing and
uh-huh.
you know, something,
no, we don't
give
do
them
that.
Something to work. Oh, yeah.
No, no.
You guys are armed and dangerous.
So is it still snowing up there, Jamie?
No, it's not snowing anymore, but we got a ton of snow. I don't know how much exactly, but I haven't heard the weather. But the roads are getting cleared and snow plows going by every once in a while, so everybody's taking care of business. We sure could use Greg's help.
Yeah.
No,
well,
you really don't want
not
it.
Not today, though.
Well, actually, I think, is this Greg who's back on the line with us, Matt?
Oh, God.
937? 937? Hello.
Yo.
Oh, my
God.
It's the two-minute warning with Drive-By Mikey.
Yeah, I got a problem with old Saltpeter up in Canada. He don't know shit about cold. He needs to come and work at the beer mine for a couple hours on a day like this and get a real feel for what cold is.
Yeah.
Sorry for cutting in on your guys' show today, but I'm not sure if you allow rumors to be spoken on the radio show.
Well, by all means.
But
sure.
I had heard a rumor last night that just totally blew my mind away while I was shopping at Sam's, where there's nearly no American shopping these days. I had gotten in line behind a couple Arabic, a man and a woman, and they were talking, and I could have swore I heard them say something that just really made me just about ready to go crazy. I heard them talking that Obama, due to the fact that he couldn't get this medical plan to go in effect, that he was just thinking about making a bill to change the flag and pulling the stripes off of it and just making that part black. And, again, I would say it could possibly be just a rumor, but due to the fact that I personally don't know Arabic. But I just was appalled by it. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, I've had just about
outraged
enough of these people talking this crap about my main man. You know? Next
you know, you go to work.
Star.
You go to
work. Yeah, go to work. I'm telling you, the old thermometer's reading about minus 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just, like I said,
I don't know either.
Interrupt the old show over something that probably ain't true, but hey, you know.
But you never know, right?
I'm just not going to let these things get by.
Yeah, maybe you ought to go on Elizabeth Hasselbeck's show on Fox News and talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about it. Him or Hannity, one or the other. You know how that...
Well, Elizabeth has better legs, so I'd go on her show.
Yeah. Well, now that Oprah's no longer in business, I'm going to have to pick some chick.
Well, thanks for calling in, Drive-By.
Well, all right. Well, you know, like I said, boys, it's one cold day in spring Kentucky today.
Merry
I'm
fucking
doing it.
Christmas, Mike.
Yeah, you guys have a merry fucking Christmas and a happy ho-ho.
Merry Christmas.
And hopefully she's cream-filled.
Boy, he's on it today, isn't he?
Not for long.
Oh, God.
Well, man. All right then.
Must be a slow day at the beer mine.
Must be. We have another caller here, Matt. We got the old 111 caller. Let's see what's going on with him. 111.
All right. Merry Christmas. No one told me about the party, but I'm here anyway. I've been drinking. But I'm here anyway, and it's better late than never.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
It's only about 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock here in California, but I've been drinking a little bit. In fact, I haven't
really.
I haven't
well,
really.
What?
I haven't really stopped drinking since Friday afternoon. But
well,
I don't
you know,
think
you,
that... Go ahead.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, right?
Word.
I got to concur with that. You know, I thought Peter O'Toole died 10 years ago when he was 81, and I'm really kind of disappointed to hear that he died in all this time, 10 years he's been living.
He could have been enjoying him.
No. Listen, I light a candle for Peter O'Toole. I've been doing that for years, and then I found out he actually died today. It's like deja vu all over fucking again.
You're traumatized.
Oh, no. Now, that nobody was surprised.
You got a Yogi Berra reference. I love Yogi Berra.
I love Yogi Berra and Boo Boo.
I love
And the park ranger. And the park ranger. Don't forget about the painter. And we like Boo Boo. And we do like Yogi Berra. Of course we like Yogi Berra. And all. Well, I like all of the cartoons that I grew up with, the most of them. I don't understand.
And we like Pumpkin Pie.
Right. But, you know, Bugs Bunny and Foghorn, Leghorn, you know.
I know. Sorry, you guys. I'm a Yankees fan.
No, it's all right. It's okay. I'm a Yankee, too. I'm just kind of in character today. I don't mean to offend anyone.
No, you're not offended.
You know, I'm Brown Beasley.
I've been Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. But I'm here attending services, so I can't be too loud. I am I'm in the back of the pew. I'm here at the Church of the NFL, and I'm a faithful attendee.
J-Man.
Well,
hey, J-Man.
Yeah.
It sounded like it was starting to get a little heated in here. So, you know, we might need a little comedy.
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, I was just going to say, let's just save those last two to next week. What do you say?
Oh, shit. Can you stroke my ego and I'll stop talking?
Well, no. Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man.
Can you just play my intro? Because I love that thing.
I know.
I like that, too.
I love it. It goes beautifully at the end. These guys are geniuses, man.
Well, these guys. We may do that first, but first we have to check in with our minority affairs correspondent.
Uh-oh.
One Malcolm Eckstein.
Hey, guys, in spite of the fact that I am the resident IWS gay black man of both Jewish and Muslim persuasion and surrounded in a sea of whiteness, I am having an excrementally good time. Shit, how could I not be? I got a huge mason jar full of Hennessy's and Manischewitz. I calls my concoction Joshua's Trumpet. Because after about three or four of these, you'd be tumbling down to the ground like the walls of Jericho. Yeah, said that. Hell, even though I be gay and shit, even the bitches in here look hot. All in the short, sexy dresses. Well, except that Trudy chick from accounting who's wearing that moo-moo-looking thing with snowman all over it. Someone need to tell her that it's a Christmas party, not a pajama party. Well, anyway, thanks for picking me up off the wave of wildlife and giving me a job, guys. Now, I've got to go and see if that Lanny dude from HR would like to dance with me. That boy is as fine, white, and sweet as cream cheese. Yeah, I said that. Peace out.
Yeah,
he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Then Malcolm's rocking the house. He's rocking the hippie.
Yeah.
I've never met Malcolm before.
Oh, well, you should.
You know,
or maybe you
Reverend
should.
Reverend Moneymaker, you know, I'm associated with him. Slider Ballscock, I do remember him. He's a sports guy, but I didn't know. It's good to have Malcolm on board with us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got Slider all the minorities covered.
Well,
Slider couldn't make it today because he's still working on his hair. It's a little early for him in the day.
And plus he had to cover the Flyers last night. They had a home game last night, J-Man.
All right, well, Mr. Beasley?
How come Meckstein's pretty genius, though? I will admit, and I'm not trying to kiss any ass here, but I was smiling from ear to ear listening to it.
There you
go. Malcolm X is a man.
It is good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is good. It is some excellent stuff. I'm still pissed off about Peter O'Toole. You know, are you sure that's a correct story?
Yeah, I googled it.
You got to admit it was a coin toss if someone asked you before you got that news flash, is Peter O'Toole dead or alive? And you guys know shit like that. You guys are sticking up. You guys probably have Deadpools like me. If I'd have known his ass was 91, he'd have been up there with Billy Graham, Fidel Castro, and Bob Hope's wife. Did she die? She's on my list. I got Kirk Douglas on my rotten death pool. I got Muhammad Ali, even though I like him. He looks like he's a death's door. I got B.B. King. I got B.B. King because he's old and big and fat, and you know he must not have the best diet in the world along with diet.
Probably not.
Who else?
Probably not.
I had Ken Norton, and I'm surprised he croaked. I wonder what took him so long. I saw him at a USC football game at about 12 years ago, and it took him. He walked like in little tiny baby steps, and he was shaking like he was Michael Jackson in Thriller. I mean, he was in bad shape. Zsa Gabor's on my list. She's old as hell.
Is she dead already?
No, she. See, there you go. There you go. It's like Peter O'Toole. It's the Peter O'Toole. No, she's not. She's living.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
I thought Ariel Sharon had finally died, but then he left a message on my answering machine this morning that sounded like this.
He's still hanging in there.
Hanging on by a thread.
I swear I love this show. It's like I kind of know the joke before it comes, and I'm still laughing somehow. I thought you'd have heard him snoring or something like. And here's live to Ariel Sharon. Why don't they just pull the plug on his fat ass? See you later. Gotta be a small fortune to keep him awake.
He might be reelected prime minister next time.
You never know. Well,
you know what that crazy Knesset does.
Well, I've been retraining myself for some new work.
No.
And I've been doing pretty well. I've been going to like your local Kiwanis clubs and school auditoriums, and I've just been telling them that I do sign language, and it's not a bad scam. because someone has to be deaf to know that you're full of shit, and that you don't know
and
what
they can't
you're doing,
tell
you know?
Anybody.
Well, and they talk like this. You know, that guy is not making any sense at all. And no one pays attention to people that talk like that. So that guy had a hell of – is that the funniest shit ever?
I tell you what I loved is that, you know, they said he had a psychotic episode and was hallucinating. And the fact that he was standing 2 feet from the President of the United States didn't seem to bother anybody.
I listened to another show that's full of people that are conspiracy theory oriented. And someone said that he was a Manchurian candidate under MK Ultra mind control, but he was fighting the forces of evil. So then someone laughed and said, "No, what you mean that he was sending hand signals to the aliens?" And I couldn't stop laughing when someone said that, making fun of the conspiracy theorists.
Oh, God.
He was sending signals to the aliens.
All right.
All right, the champagne bottle.
I know.
Opening the champagne bottle.
Let's get that stuff flowing.
I love this show. These two are the wittiest, most knowledgeable, regular people that are on this platform.
Yep.
We love them.
You think so?
Yeah. I know so. Believe me.
Okay. Just for that, you get this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Brown Beasley, or is it Beasley Brown? Makes no matter what his name is. He's the Bee Man.
Woo!
I love that.
The more I hear
That's great.
More I like it.
You guys are getting our booties shaking today on the show.
Ooh.
Hello? 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 It's me, Shmoop.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hey, how are you?
Shmoop and Liches.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good morning. We're just here having a Christmas party.
Oh. I'm having one over
dancing.
Here, too.
Right.
My
singing.
Unemployed self.
Yeah.
That man just popped the champagne there just in time.
There you go.
All right. Hey, Jamie. Jackie.
Hi.
And I don't know who else is on there.
Brown
right Beasley.
Brown Beasley is here.
Brown Beasley.
How you doing, B-Man?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Just happy to have this time together as we have enter into another Christmas season.
No kidding.
We made it.
Yeah, we
well,
did.
Not yet.
Well, yeah, we're on our way. We made it to today. We made it to the office Christmas
right.
party.
You made it to the season, but you might get hit by a truck before Christmas. So
just
remember to look both ways.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
not to be negative. We just have to keep it real.
True.
You got to take day by day.
Right, right.
I like him. He's a realist.
Yeah, you got to be real.
You really do.
So, Shmoop?
Yes, dear.
You got big plans for this time that you're laid off here? You're going to be watching The View and The Talk every day?
No, sweetheart. I have goals. I have goals.
Goals.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. She's a goal-oriented woman, you guys.
Yes. And J-Man, would you like me to tell you what? Please tell me what those goals are. I have
please
number one.
Please tell me what those goals are.
I have number one. Okay, go ahead.
Please tell me what those goals are.
Yes,
no, you tell
please.
Me.
I was kind of counting on you, man.
No, I don't know what your goals are. Your goal, your first goal is probably to get out of bed each day for a little while.
True. I want the unemployment.
Right.
But you know what? I've got mad skills. I can get a job any time I want to. Do you know what I can do?
I've heard you. What can you do?
I am the best at finding keys. Cups of tea.
Man, that's a talent.
Papers, phone numbers. And phone books, really? The man hoarded phone books like you wouldn't believe.
What about
important skills, too?
Yes, that's true. No, it's all on my resume.
Yeah.
What about cell phones?
Yeah, I can find those, too. He never knew how to operate one, but I could find them.
Yeah. She would call his cell phone, it would ring, and he'd just sit there.
No,
that's your phone.
His
no, it's
cell
not.
Phone. I call it his
that's your
cell
phone.
Phone.
No, it's not. Your phone's ringing. No, it's not. In your pocket. No, it's not.
That's fun.
I put my phone on vibrate and tell her to call. Put it in my front pocket. Oh, what?
Oh, what?
That's kinky.
Oh, he's so bad.
But, yeah, I'm putting it all on my resume this week, and so I think somebody could, you know, hire me for just those purposes. It's called babysitting.
Yeah, and I would say that that's probably worth at least $17.50 an hour, don't you think?
I would think so.
I think you should duplicate yourself and train other people and probably franchise that.
I like that idea, B.
I see a potential global business here.
Oh.
And Shmoop Services.
Right.
Exactly.
We'll
find
you. Could just be CEO.
We'll find your shit. Be bigger than McDonald's. Can you imagine how much you would pay when you can't find your phone or your glasses or your keys?
Oh, that's another one. Glasses.
Think about it.
Hold on, glasses.
Right.
Yeah. But think about it. You know, they need to find their phone before their significant other does.
True. Right?
Yeah. Because, you know, the significant other picks up the phone and starts scrolling through the messages and the pictures, and you got a problem.
Right. Hold on here.
It's like a crucial time restraint. There, you got to hurry up and find it before they do.
I think professional cheaters that are, like, skilled at it, they have, like, two phones or three phones.
Probably. Got a
burner.
They might leave a burner.
Like
a drug dealer.
Yeah. Right.
The dude has three names. He goes by J.W. Pence, Bill Pence, and Ed Thomas, for God's sakes. I don't know where the Ed Thomas came from.
That's his alter ego. He gives that name to the hookers.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time to end this Christmas party.
It's about time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We're having so much
well,
fun.
Know, I know, but
what
we can always have the after. We can always have the after party over on Twitter and Facebook and.
I don't want to take the lampshade off and put my clothes back on.
Well, don't you dare. And by the way, send me a private message with a little picture, would you?
Gosh, so rotten.
But we'll be
rotten,
right back.
Rotten to the core, as we say in the South.
Don't hang up now. We're going to play this little song, and then we'll all say our goodbyes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Billy Squire. On behalf of myself and everyone here
at IWS Radio,
I'd like to wish you all a happy holiday season and a terrific new year.
Christmas is a time to celebrate.
Yeah.
A little Billy Squire.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stroking it for Christmas.
Billy.
See, you had to go and do that.
You should have played
there.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. Thank you so much for the
all
the songs.
Thank you, guys. I had a great time.
That was wonderful. And like Jamie, thank you.
We can do songs again next time. You guys just give me a request.
Ooh. Oh, I got a few requests.
I was going to say that.
I walked right into that one.
And Jamie, thank you for hanging out with us and being our Canadian bureau chief. You're doing a great job.
Oh, my pleasure.
Wonderful.
Jamie is awesome.
All right. And we will we'll be back next week at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, we will. Thanks for Greg and Rock Dog and Brown Beasley.
Shout out to Rock Dog.
All right. Good times, good times.
Good times. Bye, everyone.
And thanks to BTR for helping us out.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Woo!